Dickinson College Student Newspaper, Should White Boys Still Be Allowed to Talk? By Alana Mastrangelo on February 8, 2019. Dickinson College in Pennsylvania published an op-ed in its student newspaper arguing that white boys should no longer be allowed to talk, due to the lack of melanin in their skin. The author argues that white males are not qualified to share their opinions and should be silenced. An op-ed entitled, Should White Boys Still Be Allowed to Talk? Was published Thursday in the student newspaper for Dickinson College, the Dickinsonian. In the piece, the author expresses her frustration with white boys being allowed to share their opinions with others. The author, Lita Fisher, argues that males who have names such as Jake, Chad, or Alex have been taught that their voices are the most important. But that after listening to these individuals speak, Fisher has decided that not only do these voices lack value, they should also be silenced. American society tells men, but especially white men, that their opinions have merit and that their voice is valuable, writes Fisher, but after 4 years of listening to white boys in college, I am not so convinced. There is an endless line of white boys waiting to share their opinions on the state of feminism in America, whether the LGBTQ+ population finally has enough rights, the merits of capitalism, etc. The list of what white boys think they are qualified to talk about is endless. I'm so gene tired of listening to white boys. Continues the author, I cannot describe to you how frustrating it is to be forced to listen to a white boy explain his take on the black experience in the Obama era. Unfortunately, it is this world, where white men debate the pain of other people for fun and then take away their rights. Added Fisher, the second thing most white boys seem not to understand is that they do not exist separate from the rest of the world. Should white boys still be allowed to share their opinions? Should we be forced to listen? In honor of Black History Month, I'm gonna go with a hell no. Concluded Fisher, adding that all of the crises, Brian's, Oliver's, and Sean's out there should try listening from now on. Many readers of the student newspaper left negative comments on the article, arguing that the writer is bigoted. It's not often that racist and sexist thoughts are married so well on the page, commented one reader, so kudos to the writer for creating this perfect storm of hate. Who will get space next on the editorial pages of the Dickinsonian? A Klansman? A gleeful misogynist? Nice article, Lita, but I think it's time we consider exterminating white men altogether, said another reader. This piece succeeded in its desired objective, commented another reader, as a white boy, it left me utterly speechless. The Dickinsonian provided the following statement in response to Breitbart News' inquiry about the policies and standards required for the newspaper's op-eds, specifically with regards to racism and sexism. The editorial page is a place for students to express their personal views on issues of concern to them. Our editorial policy is to ensure that pieces are not based on factually incorrect information, do not aim to incite violence, and are relevant to the Dickinson community. This piece reflects the author's personal experience. The Dickinsonian neither agrees nor disagrees with it, or with any of our editorial columnists. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.